today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio from Iran. Be with us. The topic that which today we're going to concern about is importance of secrecy. I mean, keeping things secret in Islamic viewpoint. So be with us.
Yourself, can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue, planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves, isn't this proof enough for us?
Today, Wednesday, is the 28th of Rabiul Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 2nd of the month of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 23rd of November, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, we listen to Surah Isra, verse 36 from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa la taqfu ma laysa laka bihi ilm. Inna as-sam'a wal-basara wal-fu'ada kullu ula'ika kana 'anhu mas'ula.
And do not pursue that of which you have no knowledge. Indeed, the hearing, the sight, and the heart, about all those one will be questioned.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The mention of eyes, ears, and heart in this verse is perhaps used as examples for in the day of resurrection, besides man himself, one's organs, such as his hands, feet, and other bodily organs will be questioned too, in which case they will burst out speaking and make confessions. Throughout history, most of the rebellions and quarrels have been the consequences of hastily set up trial procedures and judgments, undocumented words and views which have not been backed up by research.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty, the sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
We're speaking about the importance of secrecy or keeping things secret in Islam. Secrets are a kind of trust, and thus they are a kind of contract or covenant which must be kept. It is necessary to be harsh with those who disclose them, because they are betraying a trust and breaking their promise. Secret vary. There are those for which the person who discloses them must be dealt with harshly. Because disclosing them causes widespread harms, such as disclosing secrets to the Kafir and enabling them to defeat the Muslims or gain victory over them. This is what is known in modern parlance as high treason. And there are secrets that are less serious, such as those in which disclosure causes harm to individuals. But in all cases, disclosure is a betrayal of trust and breaking of the covenant.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. This is Ali, your host, from IRB English Radio, and we shall be with you, inshallah, in our today's show, with our topic that is secrecy and how to keep secrets. Imam Ali alayhi salam has said in relation to secrecy, whoever is unable to keep his own secrets will not be able to keep the secrets of others. In another hadith we read from Imam Ali alayhi salam, your secret is in your prison. If you reveal it, you will be in its prison. Or again in another hadith, the wise man's chest is his secret fund. Or do whatever kindness and benevolence you can towards your friend, but be cautious in one matter and do not tell him your secrets with the utmost confidence and trust. There is also a narration from Imam Ali alayhi salam when he gave Malik al-Ashtar the guidelines for governing the people. In that, he emphasized the need for secrecy. Imam says, keep away from the people who are more fault-finding. Because the people have faults, it is quite natural that people have faults, that the leaders of the nation deserve more to hide them. So do not reveal what is hidden from you and cover what is evident, because the judgment of what is hidden from you is with the Lord of the worlds. So as much as you can, cover the ugliness and faults of people so that what you love remains covered on the people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cover it on you. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
Why we keep so many secrets and how to share a secret. If you are considering sharing a secret with close others, these tips could make the disclosure easier. Be straightforward. Know what you need before having the conversation and ask for it. Do you need your confidant to listen or advise? Reveal enough information to make the situation clear without overburdening them. Do not answer questions for which you don't have the answers. For example, if someone is very sick, it would be difficult to answer their question, am I going to die? Pick a time and place that feels comfortable for you. Don't be impulsive when revealing the secret. Be mindful of the circumstances. Sometimes waiting too long can backfire. A As usual, in this part, we give you some tips how to keep for keeping a secret. Tell an inanimate object. Telling the secret to a stuffed animal, a pet, or a collectible item may help you feel like you have told someone. If you feel like you're going to burst because you haven't told anyone, this may help get the immediacy of your urge to tell out. Immediacy. Be sure that there is no one nearby to overhear what you are saying. Be sure your phone and computer are not connected to calls or audio chat before you speak aloud to an object. You might feel like you are telling a person, but the danger of the secret getting out would be very low.
We previously mentioned the warning of the Prophet against revealing such secrets. There are secrets that are relevant to the differences between the spouses. Revealing such secrets should be according to their gravity. The wise wife is the one who keeps these secrets and only reveals to those who would help in solving the problem. However, she should not reveal them to her friends or relatives. Rather, she should reveal them to those she believes to be wise and able to achieve the divine advice, as conveyed in the verse where Allah the Almighty says, "And if you fear dissension between the two, send an arbitrator from his people and an arbitrator from her people. If they both desire reconciliation, Allah will cause it between them. Indeed, Allah is ever-knowing and acquainted with all things." However, the wife should not hasten to do so as soon as a problem occurs or when any tiny problem surfaces. There are many problems which do not need any interference from anyone. Rather, they need wisdom and patience on the wife's part. You should also not reveal your plans and business ventures to certain people. There are numerous hadith and Quranic verses stopping us from sharing future plans with others, as it may have a negative impact on the plan itself, as the evil eye may alter it. Prophet Muhammad has advised us to maintain privacy while sharing our goals, achievements, and plans with others. The Prophet Muhammad said, "Seek help while your needs are being met in seclusion, as those who are blessed are always envied. O Allah, I seek refuge with your perfect words from evil, from every devil, and from poisonous pest, and from every evil, harmful, envious eye." This is the meaning of one of our traditional sayings, "The secret is your slave, but you become its slave if you disclose it." The details of many important affairs can be protected only if they are kept secret. Often enough, when the involved parties do not keep certain matters secret, no progress is achieved. In addition, serious risks might confront those who are involved, particularly if the matter concerns delicate issues of national life and its continuation.
I'm sure you agree with me. It's a nice topic to discuss, to know more about it. So inshallah, we continue on the next episode of today's special. Till then, that is tomorrow. Allah keep all of you sound and safe. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.